He's a 30-year veteran in the commentating stakes. He's a self-confessed sports-obsessed nut, one of the faces and voices of rugby league. He's a Sunny Coast boy and host of the Andy Raymond Unfiltered Sports Podcast, the one and only Andy Raymond.
Hello. Oh,
good morning, everyone. The footy is back. It's like a wedding anniversary, Christmas Day, and your birthday, all wrapped into one, but it's probably better.
Hey, Andy, is this exactly where this segment's going to go? It's like a total love of footy and sport,
yes.
Because, look, I'm not a big footy aficionado. My dad rammed it down our family's throat for years as a Manly supporter. My mum's been a Neil supporter all her life, and, you know, it's never gone into my blood like with my parents, and, you know, I'm just going to be the moderator here between you and Ali, and just to keep it, you know, just keep it real, okay?
Okay, play on.
Yeah, we're good. Educating him. Well, the only time he comes out of the woodworks is State of Origin, because he's the dirty cockroach.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to argue with that. I'm originally a New South Wales boy.
Oh, Andy, we're friends now.
Based on the Sunshine Coast at the moment.
Oh, mate, seriously.
And loving it.
Yeah, as you would. Well, you keep your little cockroach comments, both of you two.
Yeah.
There's no State of Origin coming anytime soon, so
once we do, we'll get
footy
into it anyway.
Yes, exactly. What did you think of the game last night, Andy?
Well, Craig Bellamy and Melbourne haven't lost a first round game in something like 162 years. I'm actually no good with numbers, but it's a pretty impressive number, whatever it is. They were awesome in their first game back. Defending their title, they raced to a 22-0 lead after 30-something minutes and just looked on fire. Young guy Ryan Pappenhausen, cool little backstory. My kids actually went to school with Ryan in Sydney, and I've known this young bloke since he was like 4 years of age.
Yep.
Made his debut, won the Clive Churchill medal last year, premiership winner, and was just unbelievable last night. So once again, they're the real deal, the Melbourne Storm.
They sure are. I tell you what, that try of his was my absolute favourite, with the little show and go through a nice dummy. And I tell you what, the bravery, that's bravery to just pin your ears back. He just had his eyes on that corner. He knew he'd be getting smashed from the left at any second. He just went for it, didn't he? That was a great try, my favourite.
Yeah, it's amazing the mindset of these elite athletes, isn't it? Because as you said, he saw where he wanted to go. He knew he was going to get bashed along the way and physically mauled, but he still went ahead with it. Where, you know, most of us, if we know something's coming, we put the brakes on real quick.
Yes, we do. Even in touch footy, if I've got someone coming for me, I start going, having a little scream. Yeah, he was very impressive.
And Andy, isn't it great proof that they don't need Cam Smith? I mean, now he's gone, so what?
Mate, unbelievable, Bilko. And you look back at the history over the last couple of years, Greg Inglis left Melbourne, we wrote them off. Cooper Cronk left Melbourne, we wrote them off. Billy Slater left Melbourne, we wrote them off. We did it again with Cameron Smith, and they've fooled us again.
Yep.
They're just a class outfit with a class coach, and they know how to get it done.
As you said, that's super impressive. Isn't it something like, Craig Bellamy hasn't lost a round one game in, is it 18 seasons?
18 seasons,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool stat, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Hey, while we're on the topic of very quickly Cam Smith and Billy Slater, what about the statues that have come out of them?
Stop it.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
They're horrendous.
Unbelievable. I don't know if it's my eyes. I don't know
it's not their eyes.
Well, it's not their eyes, is it?
I know, and I feel bad for the whatever you call them, the statue maker, in a way. But also, mate, one job.
To be recast.
Well, they do. I don't know whether you've seen the James Corden thing on YouTube, the big prank he played on David Beckham, where they made a fake statue. It's actually, I don't reckon it's much better than that.
I think the statue maker or the artist has probably left uni or left after lunch.
I feel sorry for him or her.
Yeah, no, not good. What would have been going through Cameron Smith and Billy Slater's mind when they finally pulled the sheet off
Yeah, well, I reckon they thought it was a prank.
And thought, oh no, do I actually really look like that?
Those smiles were fake in their press conference.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway, seriously. Let's move on to the rest of the footy for round one.
Yes, let's get back to the footy. As you said, great game by the Storm to take out the Rabbitohs 26-18. It was reminiscent of last year's grand final. I thought, as you said, off to a flying start. And then the Rabbitohs started coming back. Let's get your tips for the rest of the round one. Knights versus Bulldogs. Who do you reckon?
Okay, Knights versus Bulldogs. I like the Newcastle Knights. The second game, really important one. Brisbane Broncos versus Parramatta Eels. Kevin Walters, the new coach of the Brisbane Broncos, probably under more pressure than Meghan Markle at the moment. But even that, I can't see anything but a Parramatta win here tonight. Big games. Tomorrow, there's the Warriors and the Titans. Get a coin out, flip it, and that'll determine your winner. That's a close one.
Yeah.
The Roosters should beat the Eagles. The Panthers should beat the Cowboys. On Sunday, the Raiders should beat the Sharks.
Yep.
Raiders should beat the Tigers.
Yep.
And the Dragons and Sharks, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just have no idea. I don't know what preseason form means. Mm. The makeup of both sides concerns me a little bit, but it's a game that has traditionally, because of geography, been fought with plenty of passion, bit of spite, and a lot of emotion. So it'll still be a good game of footy.
Sure will. The local derby, it's always a cracker between the Dragons and the Sharks. Andy Raymond, you absolute legend. What's happening on your, very quickly, what's happening on your podcast? Andy
this
Raymond
week
unfiltered.
Alone, we've had interviews with Danny Bedaris, Craig Bellamy, Reed Marnie, Damian Cook, Marty DePauw, Wayne Bennett. And next week, a huge week featuring a three-part series with arguably the best to ever play the game. It's a podcast like you've never heard before.
What a tease.
Because it's unfiltered.
I tell you what, when do you ever sleep, my friend?
That's an issue. But we'll talk about that on the nighttime program with someone else at some stage.
That's it. Andy Raymond, you absolute legend. Get onto his podcast. It's Andy Raymond Unfiltered. We will catch up with you on Monday for the wrap-up.